Podcast Election Night 2013, exclusive time with Chris Christie, and a big city mayor says he was too drunk to remember the crack that he smoked. Let's get started. Now, whether he admits it or not, and he sometimes tries not to, Chris Christie went into tonight's surrounded by presidential buzz. He was also surrounded today by Jake Tapper and crew. They had exclusive access to the governor, who did not disappoint, talking about President Obama tweaking his promise that Americans can keep their insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Governor Christie had some blunt advice.
Here's what my suggestion would be to him. Don't be so cute. And when you make a mistake, admit it. Now listen, if it was a mistake in 2009, if he was mistaken in 2009, 2010 on his understanding of how the law would operate, then just admit it to people. So you know what? I said it. I was wrong. I'm sorry. And we're going to try to fix this and make it better. I think people would give any leader in that circumstance a lot of credit for just, you know, owning up to it. Instead of now trying to, like, don't lawyer it.
Don't lawyer it. Jake Tapper joins us from Christie headquarters in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Also with us, Chief Political Correspondent Candy Crowley and Chief Political Analyst Gloria Borger. So, fascinating, Jake. I mean, Christie obviously is never known to mince words. He certainly didn't mince words with you today.
No, he didn't. And he was, look, this is a man who experienced some tough times, some tough words from his own party for having a good working relationship with President Obama in the closing days of the election last year, after Superstorm Sandy hit the coast and President Obama came to New Jersey, and Christie, who had endorsed Mitt Romney, obviously had very nice things to say about Obama. A lot of Republicans still mad and still bitter about that. Chris Christie, nonetheless, today offering some blunt talk for President Obama. Don't be a lawyer, be a leader, even though Chris Christie acknowledges he's a lawyer as well. People don't like that. They want to hear the truth, and that's some tough advice for the president, obviously not taking it as of now.
And Candy, it's really the margin of Chris Christie's victory that a lot of people are going to be looking at tonight.
It's really who vote for him. It's the demographics. Yeah.
Right.
It'll be a nice big win. He told Jake he wanted something over 50% because that would give him a little place in Republican history. But what he needs to show is what John King was talking about, which is, here I am. I'm a Republican in a Democratic state. And look how I did among African Americans. Look how I did among Hispanics. Look at me in the way I did with women. If you take all of those groups and see how Mitt Romney scored, which was very low. This is Chris Christie's way of saying, look, this is how you win elections.
Right.
Now, it's how you win elections in New Jersey.
Right.
And that's assuming a lot. But nonetheless, it reminds me a little bit of Bill Clinton in Arkansas, a moderate Democratic governor in a Republican state. This is now he doesn't like being called a moderate. This is now a Republican who's running a blue state.
But I think Christie's brand is really more personal than ideological. You know, don't be a phony, President Obama. Don't do that. You know, don't be a lawyer. Just tell the people the truth, like I tell the people the truth. If you didn't know your own health care law, own up to it. So, you know, this is a brand that he's developing, which says, as Candy says, that he can attract this coalition that Republicans were unable to attract in the last election. But also, he's a different kind of politician. And that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Anderson, if I could just, when Christie told me, even though he's known for candor and not for spin, when he told me all he wanted to do was get over 50%,
right,
that was spinning to a degree. It was setting expectations low, citing the fact that the last Republican to win the state was George H.W. Bush in 1988, and that Christie Todd Whitman was reelected twice without 50% of the vote. People here at his campaign headquarters, at his reelection victory campaign headquarters, expect that he will do well over 50%. They want the media wow factor to be even bigger. Oh, only 50%. That's all we expect. Oh, my God, it was 58%. That's what they're going for here. So there's straight talk, and then there's complete candor. I don't know any politician who offers complete candor.
You know, Jake, Candy was talking about the knock on Christie by some Republicans that he's a moderate, that he's not conservative enough. You asked him about that. You told him, obviously, that some Tea Partiers consider him a Republican in name only. I want to play what he said for our viewers.